For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the University of Wisconsin, the head coach, Mark Johnson. And first of all, Coach, your team's off to a great 2015-16 season, the first half. Was there anything about that first half that kind of surprised you about your team?
Well, I think, we were able to keep our opponents off the board and had this shutout thing going. And I think any coach will tell you that probably will surprise you the number of games that we were able to keep the opponent off the board. But it was good. And as you mentioned, it was a good start. It was a good first half. And as we start the second half, you just try to regain that momentum you had the first half. And, that started last weekend at home with a couple of games against Duluth.
Well, you mentioned the 9-game shutout streak, but also an 18-game win streak to start 2015. Have you ever in your years of coaching seen something like that out of a team?
Well, I mean, it's, as a coach, you don't look at it that way because you're always worried about what's next. And so as you prepare for a weekend, that first game becomes the most important part of your day, and you prepare your team and try to get them to play their best of their ability. And then when that one's over, whether you win or lose, you get ready for the next one. So from a coaching standpoint, I think we stay away from that type of stuff. But as it adds up, it gets talked about more, it gets put in the paper. And so it's questions you have to answer, and usually you're not prepared for them because you're not focusing in on them.
I know when I saw that score, that 3-0 win by North Dakota that broke that streak, I was shocked that your team would lose like that. What was it about North Dakota that was able to take Wisconsin?
Well, we had just come off 2 big wins against Minnesota at home, in sellout crowds and very intense, very close games, and we were, able to win both of them. And so I think for a lot of our players, especially the upperclassmen, they were excited they hadn't been able to beat Minnesota the last couple of years. And so it was just a fun atmosphere. And, as a coach, again, you're getting ready for the next one. And I knew it was going to be a challenge going up to North Dakota, with a big bullseye in the front of your chest. And, they capitalized on a couple opportunities early. Then we took 3 penalties in the third period and didn't give ourselves a chance to come back. We played very well in the second period, and their goaltender, made a number of nice saves. So as you've seen, if the goaltender for the other team's playing well, it can make it challenging. And, they capitalized, we didn't, and, they were able to beat us.
That just goes to show that anybody in this league can beat anybody on any given day, isn't it?
And that's the fun part about our league, as we get in the second half and we start playing against each other, you have to survive. And there's going to be nights where, whether it's the other goalie or penalties or just the nature of the game doesn't look very good, and you got to find ways to win. And, we found a way to win against Duluth on Sunday, and we didn't play our best game. And so it's a learning opportunity, and as we find out, every night is a new challenge, and certainly coming up here for our 2 afternoon games, Friday and Saturday against Bemidji, it'll be challenging.
Your team is loaded with so many weapons. Annie Pankowski leads your team with 36 points, 16 goals, 20 assists. What makes her so special?
Well, I think she's got a great feel for the game and creates opportunities either with her line mates or by herself. And so if you can track the puck and you can pick pucks up either on turnovers in the neutral zone or in the offensive zone, that leads to offensive opportunities. And she's got a very good shot. She's got that knack for getting the pucks in the net. And so hopefully she'll continue to play the way she has the first couple 20 games here.
She's only a sophomore, and right behind her are 3 juniors. You've got a good solid base for your team, very balanced. For you as a coach, you got to love having that balance.
It's been good, and that's one of the reasons we had success the first half is that we relied on a lot of different people, and a lot of people made contributions. Whether you were playing 15 or 18 minutes a game or 7 or 8 minutes a game, everybody was participating, everybody was scoring, everybody got on the score sheet, and that usually builds confidence within your group. And so we've had a few injuries over the course of time, but other kids have stepped up, so it's no different than any other team that goes through a hockey season. Who's able to play that day, who's excited to play, and can we as a team collectively play well together?
One player that's always had Bemidji State's number, or at least one player that I've always noticed on the ice against the Beavers, was Sarah Nurse. What a great player she is. I know Coach Scanlon said she's probably one of the best players out there. Again, what does Sarah Nurse have that other players don't?
Well, I think she's, I call her sneaky fast. When she gets the puck, she has this extra gear and is able to separate herself, whether it's either from the forwards on the other team or especially the defensemen on the other team. And like last week and, both games, she probably creates 4 to 8 good scoring opportunities for herself. And some nights, you know, a few of them go in, and other nights none of them go in. But her ability to create offensive opportunities is one of the reasons she's such a good player.
And, of course, you got to mention your goaltender, Anne-Renee Dabian. She's a great goaltender, leads the country in most stats right now. But how much better does her defense make her?
I think it's a combination. Obviously, if you watched us play Sunday, you know, she probably made four or five real crucial saves within our game against Duluth. You know, that could have changed the momentum in Duluth's favor, but she was able to stop them. And, you know, that's what you're looking for, your goaltender, to make those saves that keep you in the game and give you an opportunity to win. And even in our game that we lost against North Dakota, she played well enough for us to win. We just didn't win the game for her. And so she's had a good year. She's experienced, and hopefully she'll continue to play the way she has played up to this point.
This weekend, you're here in Bemidji taking on another nationally ranked opponent, the Beavers, right now number six in the country. You guys number two. What kind of a game do you expect to see on Friday?
Well, I expect the, you know, good pace and, you know, very competitive on both ends of the teams. And like you say, this time of year, you know, usually people are playing their best hockey. And for the fans that get a chance to watch it, they'll be very entertained by, you know, two very well-coached teams and two very skilled teams. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, an opportunity here that one team capitalizes on and another team doesn't. And as you leave the building tomorrow night, that's probably what we'll talk about.
What are some of the things you've told your team to look out for against the Beavers?
Well, you know, their work habits. You know, Steve instilled that many years ago when he was running through it, and Jim's got the same philosophy. And so, you know, if you're going to, you know, play with them and you have a chance to beat them, you're going to have to compete with them. And that's, you know, that's no different than anybody else we play. There's certain ingredients that you have to do as a team to give yourself the best opportunity to win. If you're willing to do that, then you have a chance to win, and that's what we'll have to do tomorrow afternoon.
Mark, as always, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy your time here in Bemidji.
Thanks so much. We will.